Welcome, friends, to day 14. I'm going to begin today's audio with a children's story. It's a short children's story, and it's from Arnold Lobel's book, The Adventures of Frog and Toad. It may be one that you've had read to you, or maybe one that you've read to a child. And this particular story is called The Garden. Frog was in his garden. Toad came walking by. "What a fine garden you have, Frog," he said. "Yes," said Frog, "it is very nice, but it was hard work." "I wish I had a garden," said Toad. "Here are some flower seeds. Plant them in the ground," said Frog, "and soon you will have a garden." "How soon?" asked Toad.
"Quite soon," said Frog.
Toad ran home. He planted the flower seeds. "Now seeds," said Toad, "start growing." Toad walked up and down a few times. The seeds did not start to grow. Toad put his head close to the ground and said loudly, "Now seeds start growing." Toad looked at the ground again. The seeds did not start to grow. Toad put his head very close to the ground and shouted, "Now seeds start growing." Frog came running up the path. "What is all this noise?" he asked. "My seeds will not grow," said Toad. "You are shouting too much," said Frog. "Those poor seeds are afraid to grow."
"My seeds are afraid to grow?" asked Toad.
"Of course," said Frog. "Leave them alone for a few days. Let the sun shine on them. Let the rain fall on them. Soon your seeds will start to grow." That night, Toad looked out of his window. "Drat," said Toad, "my seeds have not started to grow. They must be afraid of the dark." Toad went out to his garden with some candles. "I will read the seeds a story," said Toad. "Then they will not be afraid." Toad read a long story to his seeds. All the next day, Toad sang songs to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad read poems to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad played music for his seeds. Toad looked at the ground. The seeds still did not start to grow. "What shall I do?" cried Toad. "These must be the most frightened seeds in the whole world." Then Toad felt very tired, and he fell asleep.
"Toad, Toad, wake up," said Frog. "Look at your garden."
Toad looked at his garden. Little green plants were coming up out of the ground.
"At last," shouted Toad, "my seeds have stopped being afraid to grow."
"And now you will have a nice garden too," said Frog.
"Yes," said Toad, "but you were right, Frog. It was very hard work."
So there's much we could say about this story. I hope it brought a smile to your face, and maybe you even remember reading about the adventures of Frog and Toad. I think there's some beautiful and poignant wisdom in the story. So many times when we're trying to change, we do all the things that Toad has done. We talk to those seeds that are in the ground. Then when we don't feel like those seeds are listening, we talk louder. And then we start to shout. And then we demand and force that they grow now. We get impatient. We get frustrated. We scream at those seeds, "Grow." And our seeds start to feel frightened. When we start to feel frightened, we shrink. We hide. We make ourselves really, really small. And perhaps when we feel that way, what we need is what Toad did. Perhaps we need to sing to our seeds. What song do we sing to them to coax them out of the dark of the earth? What stories do we read to them? How do we keep those seeds company? What kind of candles do we light around them? And finally, perhaps our seeds need our sleep and our rest, where we're not focusing so hard and evaluating how they're doing, watching to see if they're growing or not. I think about a line, I believe it's from Hafiz, the poet, and he says, "How did the rose ever open up to expose its beauty? It felt the warmth of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened." Isn't it interesting all these ways we try to pry ourselves open and we demand growth or we want it on our timetable?
I was listening to a song that my husband shared with me tonight, and the chorus of the song was something like, you can't force your healing. It has its own path. And when we try to force our healing and demand a timetable, in my experience, that's when we can create a little bit of violence against ourselves. That's when we can shout at our seeds. This story reminds me of something that I'd heard from an indigenous tribe about how when you'd lost your sense of yourself, when you didn't know quite who you were anymore, when you'd forgotten who you were, that they would sing your song back to you. The song that your mother sang before you were conceived, the song that was sang when you were conceived, the song that was sang when you were born, this melody that's your melody. And it's used to mark rituals and traditions, but it's also used for times when we forget who we are, that this song is sung to us. So perhaps in this journey of change, what those seeds of need of new life need from you is they need to be reminded of their song. They need to be told true stories about who they are. And perhaps they need some candles keeping them company. So if you had to think about the stories that you want to tell your seeds, what stories would you like to tell them? I imagine you probably have a story that you've already told about yourself or that others have told about you. And is there another story? How would you like to tell your story and frame your story of growth? Your story of unfolding, your story of being. And what songs would you sing to those seeds? Would you sing them love songs? Would you sing them lullabies? Would you sing them the songs of your ancestors? And how would you like to keep those seeds company? So these are things I can invite you to reflect upon today, to think about, are there ways that I'm shouting at the seeds inside, the seeds that long to grow? Are there ways that my frustration or my impatience or my demands are making me like Toad, yelling at those seeds, demanding that they grow? What are ways that I feel frightened? There's so much tenderness inside our being. Whenever we grow, we both grow into something new and we touch all those tender parts inside. So no, they don't like to be shouted at. So I invite you today to take a few moments and pause throughout the day and to spend some time with your seeds. Bless those seeds with story, with song, with the care and watering and the tenderness that Toad showed his garden when his heart softened, when he learned he didn't have to shout at his seeds. And these actions, like we spoke about yesterday, are often small. Sometimes it's something as simple as taking a nap when there's another part of us that's feeling like we need to push ourselves harder. Sometimes it's realizing, oh, I have done enough for today. I don't need to keep striving to do more. Maybe it's softening the expectations of a certain timeline. Maybe it's truly trusting that those seeds that are planted will grow and bear fruit. So that's what I invite you to explore and to play with today. How can you support and nourish, care for the seeds that are growing? How can you sing their songs and read their stories back to them?